Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Jamise. I need to advise you that the call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I was trying to file a unemployment claim.
Okay. And what's your full social?
422-491-676.
Okay, repeat that to me one more time.
429-1676.
And your first and last name?
Corey Andrews.
Your date of birth?
4/22/1999.
And your mother's maiden name?
Corey Andrews.
All right, so when filing for unemployment benefits, I will be asking you some questions. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Graduated 12th grade.
All right, and do you have your state ID or your driver's license number?
Yes, ma'am. My driver's license number is 9490927.
Is that for the state of Alabama?
Correct.
All right. If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments, direct deposit, into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card?
It'll be a checking account.
Okay, do you have access to your routing and account number?
One second, or get it. Okay, my account number is 0259-671-424.
And what's the routing number?
062-00-0019.
Okay, and what bank is this?
Regions.
Okay, and what's your mailing address?
383 Turner Road.
City, state, and zip code?
Bell Green, Alabama.
Zip code?
36401.
Is your residence address different from the above mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Your residence address different from your mailing address?
Yes, I could put another address for my residence.
Okay, that's fine. What's your cell phone number?
It's 251-227-3495.
Okay, so the mailing address is 383 Turner Road, Evergreen, Alabama, 36401, right?
Correct.
All right, it is necessary to verify your identity when you're filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question number one, in what county do you currently live? Conica, Green, Marion, Pike, or none of the Above.
Kaneka.
Okay, question number two. What month was Tanya Watson or Watson born in? January, March, August, November, or none of the above. I'm not familiar with this person.
Could you repeat it?
What month was Tanya Watson born in? January, March, August, November, or none of the above. I'm not familiar with this person.
I think it was
no film. Okay, question number three. In which of the following cities does Laura Andrews currently live her own property? Childersburg, Alabama, 8 Mile, Alabama, Irvington, Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama, or none of the above. I'm not familiar with this person.
Did you say Evergreen, Alabama as a choice?
No, sir. I said Childersburg, 8 Mile, Alabama, Irvington, Alabama, or Montgomery, Alabama.
None of the above.
Which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? 251-227-0827. 251-227-5472.
572.
Okay. Question number two. Which of the following states does Montre Andrews currently live her own property? Alabama, New Hampshire, Texas, Virginia, or none? Okay. Did you receive a notification or a letter that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, no.
Have you worked since the last time you filed? Yes or no?
I just stopped working yesterday.
So, yes. You had a job, right?
Yeah.
All right. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive a notification or a letter stating that you have TRA certification?
No.
And was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Could you repeat that?
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
No.
Good morning. You said no.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and when was your last day of working?
It would have been yesterday, so that was 27th. July 27th.
Okay, July 27th of 2022. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself? Do you own a business or are you a corporate officer for a business? Yes or no?
No.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis or do you have real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
All right, give me. Okay, and are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you work for a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
All right, and what was your job title?
Operator.
And what's the name of the job?
JKW Forrester.
Okay, and do you have their phone number or your manager phone number?
Yes. Phone number is just the owner phone number. 251-362-4607.
Say it one more time.
251-362-4607.
Okay, and what month, date, and year did you start working for this company?
That was Wednesday, July 6th.
July 6th of 2022. That's when you started working for the company?
Yes, ma'am.
And what month, date, and year? I'm sorry, what city, state, what city and state was the work performed in?
Work was performed in Repton, Alabama.
What city?
Repton, Alabama.
How you spell that?
REPTON. And Lottie, Alabama.
Okay, and have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay? Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and why are you no longer working for this company?
Lack of work. Laid off for lack of work.
Okay, and do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Okay, and we are going to give you a temporary pen to do your weekly certifications. Your temporary pen is going to be
$76.99.
Yes, sir. $76.99 is going to be your temporary pen.
No.
All right, so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. If you choose to file via the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. You'll make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and your responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or you have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Mr. Andrews, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, could you repeat that last number?
1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
And the number to do your weekly certification is 1-800-752-7389.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Enjoy your day.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.